As I was walking my way home, I heard a sound like freedom. It stopped my feet where they were. I listened with my being. Sounds of the people living for the future, trying to stay together, formed a perfect union. Sounds of the people living for the future. Love in the season, you'll start believing that love, love, yes, it's all that we need. And it's time, time that you all agree. Love, love, this is what I say. Yes, love, love, you heard it from Boss R.J. Tell me, didn't I see you before? Oh, yeah, down on Freedom Street. Yes, tell me, didn't I see you before? Standing around, wondering what you should do. Well, distance yourself from stupid and the fools. Oh, my goodness. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. And you hear my voice, those of you who are listening. This is BBSRadio.com, and I am the boss, the unofficial boss of the universe, and this is Mission Possible Radio Show. You know, I just wanted to start this off by letting you all know this is my last, my absolute last show here on BBS Radio. I'll still be doing Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, but the time has come. I have been called to bigger fish to fry, and yes, Christ said, I will teach you to be fisher of men. That's right, and it's raining humans out here, and I have an appointment with 144,000 voices. That's right. Yes, what Dr. Len and I have been talking about to you on the Inside Hour is becoming a reality as we speak. Yes, live, H2O. Oh, yes, the goal of this concert. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Establishing God's throne over the waters of the, you know what, world. That's right. We're going to be singing the music of the things that happen in 528 hertz. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We are going to be spending our time in 2008 listening to the music and the words of the inspiration sent by the knower of all things. And you know who the knower of all things is. That's right. It is the Creator. Oh, yes. And there is a call for participants for these 144,000 voices. 144,000 voices. This is not going to be your ordinary concert. I'm telling you, my heart soars when I realize that I get to do more in this life, more than most people get to do. It is a worthy thing to be of service. Oh, yes. The true universal worship of God will be the result of this concert. Yes, people will stop replacing false worship and idols, and they will stop worshiping others, and they will begin to express their appreciation for God. Now, I know that there's a lot of retarded people out there, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've got you on the carpet. This is the last time you're going to hear my voice as the boss. The next time you hear me, I will be the conductor. Yes, yes, yes. Think about that word. Think about the word current. And then think about water. And then start thinking. Try to keep up with the boss. That's all I'm going to say. Ho, ho, ho. What does God move you to do in 2008? What is your resolve going to be? Do you even bother to make resolutions? Well, the resolution to establish God's throne over the waters of the world to create this concert. Oh, I'm excited. So stay tuned, BBSRadio.com listeners. You have an inside track on something real good. And I'm going to settle in here because, you know, the only thing we don't know is where and when. This is to be announced. But what we do know is what it's all going to be about. And that's what I'm here this evening using my last show to do, because I know the mission is possible. Y'all know what the understanding is, right? We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Ho, 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 merry everything. Mm-hmm. 'Tis the season to be working. Working at what? At saving your soul. I don't know about your skin. I said other people will take care of your skin. That's why we have the Insight Hour. You want to save your skin? Listen to the Insight Hour. You want to save your soul? You better hurry up and get in touch with us, because you know you want to be at least one of the 144,000 voices. Yes, and what is it that we will be doing? One more time, because three is the charm. Establishing God's throne over the waters of the world. Now, if there's anybody out there that want to shout a hallelujah at me about this, I will be happy to open up the lines. Other than that, you know, part of when we establish this throne, we are going to have to deal with the words that will move us to create the energy that it will take to bring all humanity to this word, which will be a signature word within the concert. Okay, now we're going to liken this concert and the 144,000 voices to a ship, a vehicle, since we are dealing with water. The image came to me that this is a ship that sails, oh yes, on a gale, which is what the wind, which to me likens itself back to Genesis, and blows across the waters, you see, and creates something. The water that is all of us, which is our makeup, our mercy, everything that we have, the water. Washes it, the water, dilutes it, the water, transmits it. This is why we talk about words like conductor, flow. Yes, each individual coming to us in a situation where they are a I and transforming that I into the universal we, oh my goodness, so that we can then see ourselves as one with a task, you see. This is establishing for each individual that participates in the concert, utilizing the kinds of brilliant minds that are now providing the foundation to allow more and more of humanity to establish a more personal relationship with God. Now, if you have a more personal relationship with God, you will in turn have a personal relationship with nature, which is God's gift to us. You see, a lot of what we deal with in this world and what we really need to understand about this concept is that we have a little saying. It is that every unselfish act is charity, you see. And it has come to our senses and those who are putting this together as we speak. And as we call for participants, we are also calling for those core group of people that want to see it all the way through from start to finish. Many are chosen. Few seem to keep running into me, you see what I'm saying, which is the way, which is the referring of my personal relationship to God, you see, because I am in it, and I am ready to repent along with all of you. I, too, am not perfect, so therefore I, too, have work to do, and I liken it to polishing my life. Oh, yes. And so, as we do these unselfish acts of charity, and that is why we here at the Royal Bloodline of David are a soul corporation. Soul, you see, we are not seeking tax benefits, because there and then and parcel you then have to serve another master. Now this is the truth of the matter as we march into the 2008. Oh yes, but I'll tell you, even the government exists to proclaim the glory of God. Now, they don't want to get around to it. They don't want to give praise to God. They'd like to lead God out of government. And they've convinced a lot of people that God should not be in government. But God permeates everything, and everything permeates all. And that is what God's all about. The all, not the exclusive, but the inclusion of all humanity in the message, in the promise. You know, when we talk about the Creator, we talk about the Creator in a way in which we really, really want you to understand what it is that the Creator is to all of us, because we have seen the Creator's works. We have seen the Creator combine justice with mercy and have a plan with a purpose. And that plan we have seen over the ages cannot be frustrated by the existence of evil. You know what I like to call evil. Yes, 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 stupid. Yes, 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 stupid. Nor that he can, you know, God punishes. You see, God punishes. Man should not be punishing anybody, but God will punish it. And I'll tell you, this whole thing of cause and effect is a very real thing. You can't make a positive cause or suffer a negative effect. Yes. Now, America, you know what happens when the boss starts talking about America. You know I got something on my mind, because I got to pray for a minute. The boss got to say, I'm not happy with this assassination that we had, and this is one of the reasons why I am going subscription. I'm going to wait the appetite a little bit. I realize now that what I want to say, I can't say in an hour. What I want to say to you, I couldn't say in 2 hours. So therefore, I just have to start the story, and this is the greatest story never told, and so therefore, it must be told uninterrupted. So I've talked to Dr. Len about it, and what I'm going to do is utilize my time to begin to record the greatest story never told, which deals with a lot of why and where, and even leads up to why an assassination of a prime minister from Pakistan would have to happen this last week or this week, and why it would be shrouded in such controversy at a time when these people were supposed to be selecting their next hero or a leader, and that's in the corridor of Afghanistan, and there's shenanigans going on again, and so therefore I can't speak openly over these here, even on BBS radio, about what I need for you to know, because this stuff is just too powerful, because it leads to people who are just very, very crazy. And I mean, you know, and what I mean by that is, to give you an example, you just take one Texas oil man, Bush, who used to run Zapata. Now that should give you a clue right there. Just go and do your homework as to who Zapata is. And then Petroleum Midland. Okay, what you do is you just go and you check out Poppy, right? And then you understand why I got to go subscription. Because if they're gonna listen in on my shows, they're gonna have to pay for it, folks. And so therefore, I control who gets my shows, and that way I control what trouble can happen to me and to mine. Because I'm getting ready to just tell you, unless America gets rid of this Bush dynasty and does it now, you are all ready to be ruined. Ruined. Financially, physically, morally, spiritually. If you do not, America, distance yourself from this dynasty of evil. Let me give you an example. When George Bush finally got his dream and became CIA director, when he could come out into the light. And when did this happen? This happened after Nixon's downfall. This happens before Carter in the Ford administration. And remember, Ford sat on the what? On the Warren Commission. Thick as thieves these men are. Sharing secrets they are. You go back, you do your homework, and you understand what these men do. in the off time. There was a CIA director, George Herbert, named, I do believe, he took that name from Herbert Hoover, probably one of the greatest Nazi presidents we ever had. Never did get over Germany's capitulation in World War I. I done told you this stuff. Do your homework and you will understand why it is that David Starr Jordan, the first president of Stanford University, said, we cannot be a nation. We are a nation whose genius is all for peace. And that we can't get caught up in the ranklings of losses and wars and trying to help other folks. And that's my paraphrase in there, folks. It's not what he said. But he did say that our country, the genius of the American people is to be all for peace. Well, what has happened? Oh, what do we get? We get CIA directors like George H.W. Bush, you know. And here's a name. Just go ahead and check it out. This is the kind of stuff that they're trying to cover up like a cat covers up its doo-doo in a kitty litter box. That's what the Oval Office, that's what the federal government is. It's one big kitty litter box, and they go around covering it all up. My main man just walked in the room. Get on the phone, man. Why, you know, get on the phone here.
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much for doing Mission Possible.
Yeah,
I greatly appreciate the wonderful work that you constantly do. Folks, I want you to know.
I paid her to say that.
Not really. If I tell you, she's been a blessing, a complete blessing for the people here that are on retreat in Hawaii. We've got some very, very wonderful people here who have greatly appreciated the contributions that Reverend Roxy has made, and I'm sure that the folks on Mission Possible in the listening audience.
Yeah, they know me as Boss RJ over here.
Boss RJ, as appreciated.
I'm Reverend Roxy at the Inside Hour. I'm Boss RJ, the unofficial boss of the universe over here.
So, have you announced that this is your last show already?
This is my last show.
Well, folks, I hope you appreciate Reverend Roxy. And then what's your plans? What are
my
you going
to
do?
My plans is to go subscription. I've already told them. I bounced it off of you and thought it was a pretty good idea because what we have to say and what we have to uncover in this big kitty litter box, it's going to take more than an hour once a week to do, and that we need to speed it up. And also, if stupid is going to, I already repeated this, but I think it's a really good idea so you know I'm not tripping, is that if stupid is listening, he can't listen no more to me. He'll have to check me out with you, which is a whole nother venue. But if stupid wants to listen to me, he's going to have to subscribe.
That's good.
And then I'll know who stupid is if it ever comes back to me, because I know my good listeners and I know people who want this information. Once you understand what it is that we are trying to do, and that is to distance ourselves from evil, is that not right?
You know, I think that the steps of the righteous are ordered, and I know no one in my whole life that attunes to and tunes into what is the next step righteous for one, for you and for all of us. I think, you know, I give you tremendous credit, you have my admiration, and if you've made a decision to go subscription, I tell you, folks, I think that it's probably a wise choice, because everything else that this lady does is extremely wise. She reeks of wisdom, and that's why I have her around, that's why she's my counsel.
I'll tell you, I've been telling them also about this Live H2O. Tell them a little bit about what, because I told them what it is that I've been contributing in terms of the theme, and the theme for me and what I'm going to put on the table, because I was telling them about how we have some wise counsel that's coming together to be the foundation, not the leaders, but the foundation. It's going to grow and grow and grow and make a mighty vehicle. But establishing God's throne, oh, this is the fourth time I get to say it, establishing God's throne on the waters of the world.
Well, we are the waters, and so, folks, we have such magnificent revelations. And if you haven't gotten In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism, it's really, I think, the last contribution that I'm going to make in the bad news, exposing the global genocidalist, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel conducting genocide under the guise of public health and national security. It's an old topic, and I felt compelled to do it, but it's gone, it's done, it's a gift, I gifted it, and if you haven't gotten it, you haven't gotten your gift, get it immediately, call 888-508-4787. That's toll free 888-508-4787, or go online to inliesweetrust.com. You can watch it on YouTube in 16 parts. You can watch it on Google, the complete 2 hours and 30 minutes of it. or you can ideally get a copy and make many, many copies to bless your friends and family. But the truth is that my heart is in decreeing and preparing for the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace. There's no other more exciting thing to be doing right now on this planet. Despite the bad news, despite the genocide, despite the fact that 2/3 of the world's population are on their way out, those are the people that we have not been able to reach. Those are the people that you have not been able to reach. So those are the people that you tried to tell the truth to that had no ears to hear it and no eyes to see the documentation that we've been advancing for over a decade. So the reality is those people are sick, they're getting sicker, they're getting fatter, they're getting tireder, they're getting more depressed, they're getting on more pharmaceuticals, they're getting more side effects, and they're getting to their early graves. So there's not too much anymore that we can do in that regard. Where do we go? Where do we put our focus of love, energy, in creating and actually co-creating with our great creator a new world? A new world order that is not run by corporate industrialists that think human beings are dogs just to be injected, infected, intoxicated, and enslaved and killed at will. We are far more wonderful beings than that. We have a far more important destiny to fulfill. And so where I am putting my time, and I'm putting all of my money into the project called Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Waters. And we're about to release additional websites and additional educational materials, a way for you to get oriented to this. You can go to drlenhorowitz.com. There will be, if there isn't already, a main link on drlenhorowitz.com that will bring you into the series of internet educational, even edutaining websites that talk about the perfect circle of sound. That is the core creative frequencies of the universe. Now imagine, for example, you're the creator. The question to you is, as the creator of the universe, would you make things simple or hard? Your answer, if you're sane, is you'd make it easy. And that's exactly what the creator is and does, and he makes it easy. And there are only 9 tones, electromagnetic frequencies of sound, by which the entire universe is created. And we've been blessed to herald that information, the truth that shall set everybody free. What we need to do with that truth, it seems, by all accounts, by increasing revelation, by increasing science, the amazing things that are happening here in Hawaii and elsewhere, is the understanding that we've got to put the love into water. Why water? Because water is God. It is part of the triune God. And I know that makes a lot of people, particularly those who call themselves fundamentalists in any religion, you know, hair stand on end. The reality is, go back into the book of Genesis. Reread the beginning. In the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the Word, and there was the water. So that's a triune God thing. Creator, the Source, the frequency vibrations of that Source, that is the Word, it's based on mathematics. Frequency vibrations is simply mathematics operating in the realm of physics and metaphysics. And then there was the water. H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, molecularly structured, is completely divine. That's why Dr. Emoto's work is so important. Consciousness, it's a carrier of consciousness. In fact, it reflects human consciousness. It not only responds to prayer, but the simple fact that you have water in 3 states, solid, liquid, and gas, reflecting human consciousness. Solid, cold, ignorant people who are immovable. No matter what you try to do, you can't warm them up. And they're fixed and they're stuck. Well, you heat it up a little bit with love and they allow that love, that frequency vibration, that heat in. And what happens is they become movable. They move around obstacles readily. And then you heat it up some more. You give it some more juice and you turn that water into steam. Now you're looking at a gas or a spiritual ether. And that is a part of the reflection, a metaphor for the way consciousness in water exists. So much about water. I've written a book called Walk on Water. It was my book before Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. You can go online to get that most recent book for free in a free PDF file. Most people who get it want to buy the book afterwards. It's $23 and change. Again, the toll-free number is 888-508-4787, or you can go online to lovetherealdavincicode.com and get that information. The bottom line is that we are working nonstop now. We're praying maximally for all of the revelations and resources, including the concert organizers, concert administrators, concert performers, vocalists, musicians, to get it. Get the reality is that once we put this prayer, this frequency vibration of the 528 hertz, the love tone, think about it, folks. You know, you tune your car up. How? In fact, the tuning instruments today, it's all done frequency vibrations. The resonances in the of the motor running is what they use in the most sophisticated shops. Now, when you are out of tune, your engine doesn't run well. When your body is out of tune, it doesn't run well. All the simple thing that we need to do is tune back into the core creative frequencies, the nature frequencies. And those are simply nine. I've shared that information repeatedly in these books, Walk on Water, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, and initially in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It makes up those nine tones, the perfect circle of sound. All of sacred geometry comes out of that. You are a Holy Spirit-filled temple. Your body is full of water. You're over 80% water. Your brain is even more. The neurological tissues are even more hydrated. If you look at disease, the most common cause of all illnesses is oxygen hypoxia and dehydration, low water content, and acidification, which is too much hydrogen ions that have lost their electrons. That's positive. It causes acidification of the body temple, and now you become a breeding ground for all the diseases. This is very simple, folks. With this information, it is the truth that shall set humanity free. And the thesis that I'm advancing over the next couple weeks, it will be online for you to read, is that once we understand that we are water, that means we are part of the triune God, that the God flows within us. As that Holy Spirit does all the healing within us, so God exists within us. And it is an age-old wisdom and a truth that shall set everybody free. Instead of popping magic pills to cure every ill, we're simply going to tune back into the frequencies of love and divinity to bless humanity. So that's a great New Year's project. It's a New Year's resolution. It's an affirmation, and I praise you, Reverend Roxy, for bringing in us the Mission Possible programming where we can tell these kinds of truths to bring the Creator's lovings and blessings and full faithfulness. My personal work over this past week has been in enhancing and focusing on the joy of faith. Because having full faith and trust in the Creator is not only loving, it's not only sane, but it's joy-filled. And for a happy New Year, and for a healthy New Year, because so much health rests on joy and happiness, you know, I think it's a great blessing I wish to share with you, with your listeners, and thank you so much for the services you provide, not only the ministry, the Royal Bloodline of David, but the ministry that you've been sharing with all the listeners of Mission Possible on BBS Radio.
That's right. With God, all things are possible. You know, it's the messengers of truth come to teach us a better way, and it's foolish for us to keep on hanging on to the old ways. So we think that those old ways are good enough for us, but you know what? If we begin to come to unity, we will see a perfect judge us perfectly. So therefore, why not work for perfection? This is what this concert's all about. It's an opportunity, and you know about opportunities. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. Whatever it is you want to say, we are definitely going to be throwing away all the negative, and we are going to be accenting the positive when it comes to this live H2O. This is bigger than we are the world. This is we are the water. We are the emotions. We are the oceans of thought. that create the weather. You understand? So if in Texas and other places yonder there isn't enough water, what you need to do is get to loving each other a little bit more and dancing with each other and praying with each other, you know. And when I talk about prayer, see, we're going to go back. I want everybody to just back up, you know. You hear Dr. Len call me Reverend Roxy. Well, yes, definitely I am ordained and definitely I am not insane. I love God. All right? I love God. I am not ashamed to say this. And I see God as my Father, as Yeshua, also known as Jesus, also known as Isa, depending upon what religion you are dealing or group or whatever you're talking about, that you understand this. Even Christ said, if you don't know my Father, then you don't know me, and if you know me, then you know my Father. That's not to say that he said he was God. He said it just means that if you can see all that you see, and you see I do it in the name of the Father, then therefore, how can I be the Father? So therefore, I cannot be God. And that is the reality of the world, folks. I am. Oh, boy. I am. Oh, yeah. I am. And this is what we're going to move forward. God's message is here for shaping our conduct. The things that we are discovering right now that are going to shape our behavior. Some of these things are so deep that you won't even be able to understand them, whether it be individually or collectively. You are just going to have to apply these truths to your life. And it's okay for you to ask questions. It's just that there will be no antagonistic skepticism or antagonistic questioning about the meanings of everything, you see. And we're going to get to this thing where we begin to look at phenomena and we stop seeing it as telling us the reason why we don't understand things and everything is they don't understand, and that anything that is happening to them is a phenomena that is attributed to the divine anger of another. That's not how God behaves. God is oft-returning, oft-forgiving, and full of infinite mercy and compassion. And so say all of us. Yes, you remember when Peter went up to Christ, and he thought he was being all of that. Yes, he said, Christ. How many times did you say we have to, Rabbi, he said, how many times we have to forgive somebody? Did you say three times? No. Did you say seven times? No. Peter, you need to forgive seven times. 7 days. Woo! Hothead Peter, my goodness. Maybe that's why he denied Christ. He probably said, you crazy. How can anybody forgive somebody? 400 and some odd, I don't even know what it is. Somebody quickly tell me what that is. 7 times 7 is 49. Yeah, it's about 490 times or something like that. Must be some meaning in that number. 4 and 9 is 13. That's a 4. Ooh, foundations of faith. Everybody understand. Superstition is due to ignorance. And when you give lay to superstition, you pretty much are dishonoring yourself and your brothers and sisters. And you're dishonoring God. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I get to say these things, and I get to hear them back. And I get to live these things. These things have to do with virtue. These things have to do with charity. These things have to do with unselfish love. Oh, my goodness, and spiritual good. You got a word for me out there? Or do you stay out of this because you love listening to me so much that you don't want to interrupt the flow? But you're part of the flow, and you're going to see that because I'm going to come back around. And when I do come back around, you will know me as Reverend Roxy. You will know me as Boss RJ. You will know me as the voice of BBSRadio.com, Mission Possible Radio Show. And I will be identified. And those archives, yeah, I got people here that are going to listen to them back, and they're going to tell you what's on them. They're going to title them. They're going to come up with the titles. We're going to do an exercise. And then we're going to put those archives to bed. And I know, like Don Newsom said, he said, I don't lose data. Yes, sir. This is why I know that it was a good thing from June 17, 2007, Watergate anniversary, I told you, 35 years of Watergate, to this closing of and the beginning of an election year, 2008. I know what I'm doing. I know what I am doing. Do you? Or are you full of doubt? Or are you a coward? Or are you an immature person just living life for the first time? Or are you sincerely what I am doing? I have fears. Everybody's got fears. I just described some fears that human beings go through. It's the fear of a coward. And then there's the fear of immaturity in life, of not seeing something that you're seeing for the first time and not being sure. That hesitation. But most times you rise to the occasion and you understand it and you get the experience and you overcome the fear. And then there's the fear of distancing yourself from the good spiritual kindness and infinite mercy of God by offending God, you see. My father told me a long time ago, please respect God. If you do this, if you do this, and I have done this, that is why I've never killed nobody. I don't hurt people. I try to fix. Sometimes you can't help but tenderize an individual. But this is the work that we need to do, because we are talking about charity and love. We are talking about the acid test, which is the teaching of all virtues, patience, sincerity, and faith. Yeah, these are the goals. Beginning to have spiritual responsibility in your lives. This is why we're going to be doing this 140. It's a test, folks, as to how you respond to the idea of cosmic harmony. How you respond to the idea of the soul of man and its internal orders and proportions and all its capacities and faculties that were given to us by the Creator. Everything that you do, every A that you get, every trophy that you win, every school that you get into, you get into these things because God put you there for the next moment. Oh boy, I hope y'all are ready. But I want to get back to this thing as to why I'm going to be doing subscription, because I do need to ask and tell you why. See, when you find George H. Bush's numbers, telephone, personal telephone numbers in the trunks of drug-running, gun-smuggling people like Mr. Barry Seals, and when you see Iran-Contra and all of that start to opening up, and when you see all that missing money, and when you see people like Colby who were prepared to disclose that missing POWs were working for dope smuggling operations orchestrated by General Colin Powell, Pentagon officials Richard Armitage, who is in the advisors in national security today, and George H.W. Bush. When you understand Travelgate, but what you really understand is it had to do with Vince Foster, who was killed by Republican operatives working for George Bush after he found evidence of Bush's involvement in the death of E. Howard Hunt's wife, so-called CIA wife, when reviewing the White House travel files. Now do you understand why there was a Travelgate? That's the carrot. What was really happening is what I just told you now. Do you really want to understand why Danny Casolaro was found dead on August 10th, 1991? Do you want to understand? Because he got so close to the beast. He didn't know what the beast looked like, so he invites the beast to his hotel room, and the beast calls and makes another number. You find out about Danny Casolaro. Prove to me that you care. Start using your computer to find it out now so that you can remember. Now, that's some heavy stuff, isn't it? But I'll back it up on my subscription tapes, and I will pass them out to you. Oh, I'm fired up. You see, because, you know, Mae Brussels, she had dialogue assassinations, and then she put it to sleep. And then she started World Watchers International. But I believe it's time to bring dialogue, assassination, conspiracy all back again, because we got another conspiracy, we got another dialogue, we got another assassination. This present one of the Prime Minister of Pakistan is an important watershed mark, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of moving us towards and propelling us towards a World War III. This one won't be fought with guns. No, no, no. This one's going to be fought with germs. This one's not going to be fought with human beings. No, this one is going to be an invisible enemy. This one, but we will make them visible. Oh, yes. We know who they are. Oh, yes. And they are the ones who think they hold the power. Oh, yes. But we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for common defense, promote general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States of America. Where is it today, folks? You tell me. I'll tell you on my subscription. I've had myself one blast. I have had myself a good time doing these shows. I can take you back over my fondest memories. I've interviewed some very important people. I've demonstrated that I can go on forever if let be. That's why I'm doing subscription. Man, I'm one of them little DVD discs can hold a whole lot of hours of me and my and all the rest that I want you to know. And we'll have more time to do the bibliographies and to do the research so that you have a roadmap in 2008 so that you can select. I mean, we have to get busy. The Iowa caucuses are coming up. These people are going to be running hard. That's why these foreign officials and all of these people are going to be falling. And you can look. Start reading your newspapers again. That's important. That's where they give each other their signals and they let each other know things. Because they know that the ignorant masses aren't reading newspapers. They're looking at their computer screens and hoping that Google will tell them what's happening in the world. But anyhow, MySpace, you better get on into outer space and hurry up. Yeah, we got work to do. Yeah, we got work to do. Yeah, we've got people out there getting ready to run, you know, and you can't place a bet on a horse after it done won the race. So who you putting your money on? And whoever you putting your money on, they better be proportionate. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, folks, you know. I be talking all of this, but I got it up on you a little bit. You know, I've been working this thing for a long time. I've been a spiritual sports person for a long time. I tell you, I don't marry people. I'll dance at your wedding, but I don't marry people. Passed up the opportunity to marry some really dignified folks, but I just can't do that. You know, that's not what I do. What I do and what I do is what I do, and that is I'm a messenger of truth, and I've come to teach you a better way. Mm-hmm. A better way of looking at your fellow man. That's right. And I, too, have the same prayer that Abraham had when his father said, get out! You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't do as I say, get out of here! You know what I'm saying? Abraham had a hard way to go, but his prayer was, oh my Lord, make this city one of peace and security and preserve me and my sons from worshiping idols. So what do we got today? We got a whole culture, as Dr. Lynn would say, worshiping idols. Worrying about what other people are wearing, what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're thinking. They ain't worried about God. They don't worship God. They don't wonder what God might be thinking about what they're doing over in the darkness or what they're watching on video. I'm just having some fun here because all my life is just fun. And I don't want anybody to be remiss that I was remiss and not letting you know what day it is. And I'm going to tell you, if you think this world is easy, if you think this life is easy, it can be if you just believe in the power of the one that endowed you with the Spirit, if you just get to hearing the good guidance in your head, for God has given us limited free will, what? So we can select stupid from smart. Good from bad. We always know what's good. We always know what's bad. this is the truth of the matter. You know? And once we get to understanding that, oh my goodness. And imagine, we've come many, many hundreds of years now, but all of you Christians and them forgot. The ministry of Jesus lasted only about 3 years. His old age was from 30 to 33 years of age, you see what I'm saying? And when he was crucified in the eyes of his enemy, which was his own people, you can see why it happened. For if you check out the Gospel of Luke 2, verse 46, you can see that they were describing the Christ as disputing with the doctors in the temple at the age of 12. And even earlier, as a child, he was described as one strong in spirit and full of wisdom. You see. So, God sends messengers of truth. And many have been sent with a good word your way, and many have been killed in a variety of ways. But the essence is that we're getting to the one religion. We're getting to the religion of God. We're getting to the relationship of all of us humble human beings to God. And through this, I'm going to ask you all to do your homework as we slide into it. It's Abraham, Moses, Jesus. All right? And where unity comes in. Unity comes in when we all bow to the will of God. Now, all you Christians need to understand this because you all are in rebellion. And I don't want you to be in rebellion too long because the idea of redemption has to go with eschewing wrong and eschewing it and trapping yourself in the bondage of archaic dogma that doesn't support the life that you're seeing, the kind of situations that you're seeing. You need to drop it. Now, there's many ways that people conceal the truth, you know. They can temper it. They can trick it out in colors of falsehood. They can offer us half-truths, which are more dangerous than obvious false truths. Falsehoods, you know what I'm saying? Or they can conceal it altogether. That's what's been happening. And even though they may take someone with truth and vilify them, conceal the facts that would attract people to them, that gospel will get out. You know? A lot of people ask me, you know, what is the logical conclusion to all of this that you be talking about? I said, well, you know, as a reverend, it's been my privilege to stay away from a lot of the superstitions of the world that are entrapped in major faiths that I study. So I've come to the conclusion that universal religion or relationship has to be a non-sectarian, non-racial, non-doctrinal religion. And that is the submission to the will of God, which means that you must have faith, that you have to be ready to do right, to be an example to others to do right, and to have the power to see that the right prevails. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about the political left or right. I'm just talking about right. That's for you. That's for you to discuss amongst your own. That's for you to go to your own good books, but do it. And then, number three, is eschewing wrong, you know, and be a good example to others to eschew wrong. And having the power to see, this is what you're supposed to be developing, the power to see that wrong and injustice are defeated. Are you up for it? Are you part of the unsaved with no unity? Ho, ho, ho. Yes, yes, yes. And a charity or a good deed done in a time of adversity is more precious to God than any other. And let me tell you, boy, if this ever was a time to be describing adversity, this would be it. Yes. And when I talk about having patience, when I talk about having sincerity, whoo-wee, I'm talking about you having self-restraint, having compassion, being kind. And these are words that the Bushtonian administration does not understand. They don't understand that one day they're going to have to realize that they have a spiritual responsibility in this life. Oh, yeah. And that they are disturbing the cosmic harmony. And in doing so, the soul of man, reducing our capacities and faculties to nothing. Why? Yeah. I'll tell you what's important. It's important for you to understand that God's greatest gift that he's ever given us is the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. And our success or failure, prosperity or bankruptcy, will depend on his, you, all, and everyone else, including Bush, keep your souls pure. No, it's too late for Bush. He's so corrupted his soul, it's ridiculous. And I watched him. He's too close to the source of all evil not to. You see, I told you last week, and I'm going to tell you again, I truly believe that they are mirroring the revelations, that they are reading the book, and they are trying to figure out what magic, what incantation, what serious crisis, whatever they can do, they want to bring it. They want to bring it to us. You see, that's what happens when you corrupt your soul. Woo-wee! But these men have no power over the sun and the moon. They have no power over day and night, and they certainly don't have no power over the sky and the earth. All they can do is pollute. Yes, 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 because what is the truth of the matter? God makes every soul in order and proportion and is perfect. And that soul's duty is to adapt to its particular circumstances and to live the life that it has been given. And then to each soul, God breathes the understanding of what sin is. And this is what you all don't know, but yet, your conscience. But see, they got drugs now that can take your conscience and put it in your back pocket and have you do things that you wouldn't even begin to believe. And this is the mess. You know, and I'm really trying to tell you that this internal evidence of this consciousness of man is with all of us, lest it be in a situation that they have discovered that mind control can take that away, that a Diet Coke can take it away. I'm telling you, folks, this is such a fine line, a serious, slender line, and yet God's line is like a rescue rope. It is strong, and all we have to do is hold on. And the truth is like that, too. The truth is the rescue rope. And it's time for all of us. Can you imagine all of us Americans and people around the world grasping that truth, grabbing on to that rope, holding on, knowing that it is going to absolutely hold you up. Hold you up, and in there you'll have your external proof of God's greatness. Oh, yes. And as we begin to look at all of this, then we will be able to march towards the judgment day, which will be the day of clamor. Yes, and that day there's going to be a lot of these people that were so cocksure that they knew where they were going, but as their landmarks of this world begin to disappear, they will be lost, and every deed will be weighed on a just balance. You understand, folks? You hear me? And if you're not understanding, if you feel that I speak too fast, then play it back. That's right. Spend the $24.95 and get yourself into the archives. Because like I said, Don Newsom does not lose data. So I am joyful. I am joyful in this, you know. And I'm hooked to the guilt to let you know I'm fired up to bring you one heck of a series of time together is what I would say. And it's a time for us to reevaluate the value and the settings of the frequency that will lead us to, and that's why we're doing the gossip. A chance to really find balance. And that day of noise and clamor will ring true on the day of judgment. and the whole present and order of things will be overthrown with a tremendous convulsion, and I will be there shouting hallelujah, and I will be there asking those to repent. You got one more chance. Get on board, you know, because this judgment is, you know, when we think about earthquakes, you know, people in California, they know about earthquakes, right? But this here thing that's getting ready to happen, that earthquake is giving you an idea of the way in which the world is going to convulse as it goes kicking and screaming or joyously skipping down the path to the ultimate reality of the hereafter. Oh, I've been saved. Oh, yes, so that I can be spent. Yes, that's right. Interest. I have many. You see, everything is leading up to that supreme world-shaking event. That's why you've been trained by God to understand earthquakes. And man, evil man, creates earthquakes. You know, it's possible. Yeah, but over here on this big island, a lot of our earthquakes are accompanied by volcanic eruptions, things that throw enormous things into the universe, you see, cover up things. This is, and bury things, and this is the kind of earth-shaking world event that is going to happen. And so on that great day of the final convulsion, yes, that's when the dead who have been buried, yes, and forgotten will rise. Oh, why? Because we will remember all lest we choose to forget. Yes, play it back. I speak slowly. I speak eloquently so that you will understand. And all that has happened. We don't have to wait for 2039. All, let me tell you folks, if you want some inspiration, you better understand that everything will be brought into the light of day and justice will be done in the full glare of the absolute truth. Can I say it any plainer? Can I say it any plainer? And that's right. And it will pass away, this present order of things. But the deeds won't. Oh, no. Even the most secret are going to be brought into the full light of day. And this will be done because God will give the command. Ain't going to be because I said anything. Ain't going to be because Ted Koppel said anything or Howard Cosell said anything or any other person in the mainstream going to say this is going to be said because God commands it and the inspiration of the word and that alone with that dear earth-shaking event will convince most people. And that inspiration, the command, the direction will be conveyed by instruction. Oh, yeah. It will come to you, and you will make the choice. Mother Earth is directed by the Creator. And this is the most important thing why we have to have this concert of 144,000 voices is because Mother Earth on that day is directed by the Creator to tell the whole story of what she knows. And you know, you all know. So therefore, tell what you know. And that's the connection. That's why we have to go to the prescription, because we don't need any antagonistic, you know. We're ready to go higher, folks. I'm ready to evolve. I am ready to pump it up, like Dr. Lin said. We're fluid. We're water. Well, now it's time to have great self-esteem. Self-esteem. And as a country, we must now do what we need to do, or we will be guilty. I know that people struggling in deep water, they need a life preserver, but our unity is going to be that. It is through our unity together that the mutual support will add to our chance for survival and for our safety. That's why we must do this thing. Our whole being has to be permeated with unity. It cannot in any way, shape, or form kind of look like unity, kind of a little bit like, well, today I'll be unified with you, but tomorrow I'll disagree. It can't be that way. It has got to be an all or nothing, you see. And so therefore, all of what I have said, it goes down to our relationship. It goes down to our capacities. It goes down to our faculties. It goes down to our aptitudes. It goes down to our attitudes. It goes down, it goes down, it goes down, and it rises up like a great wave, and each time bringing more up until it is what? Overwhelming. Yes. Oh, benevolent providence. Oh, the justice of God, the mercy of God, the bowing of the will to God. These are the things that we are going to practice. And I'm serious about that thing. You think I'm kidding about that, Vince Foster, but that's the thing that makes sense. And that travel gate, you go looking, folks. You go just stirring it up. Please do. Too many mysteries, you know. It's too many. And let me tell you, they want it to be like this because they want to shake our foundations. But that's all right. What we're going to do is we're just going to shake this. So when you say, what are you going to get when you're talking to me? I'm going to talk to you about Nazis. I'm going to be talking to you about fascists. I'm going to be explaining to you why Allende. I'm going to be explaining to you Henry Kissinger's plans. I'm going to be talking about fascism. I'm going to be dealing with Nixon and Nazis and treason and Daley. You know all of this. I'm going to be dealing with it. But I'm going to be dealing with it the way God would deal with it, with mercy and compassion. I just want to inform you this life is complex, but it's very simple. Please respect God. And then, and only then, and when you sin, ask forgiveness and try to be a better you. Yeah? Be a better you. Isn't that what all of us have to do, you see? A lot of people say, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. That's hard to do. I'd rather just be stupid. I'd rather just go through life not knowing. And I'm like, yeah, well, you ain't never going to get nowhere. And you certainly ain't going to get close to God. Well, you got to prove to me. God, I don't have to prove nothing to you. You'll get your own proof in your own time. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to say nothing to you. You'll get your own proof. And you better watch out with your doubts. You see, this is what you have to do. And let me tell you, I'm 55 years old. Ain't nobody broke my nose yet. And we've always sat down and we break bread. We don't break noses. Where I come from. Let me tell you, I come from Englewood, New Jersey. Anyone want to look me up and tell my family how proud they are of me? Let me tell you something. I think I've said it all. I think I've done it all. I think I know it all. But I don't. All I can do is tell you that I have run. Yeah, I went. I ran. I've been to the test site. I've been running all over this world. I know lots of people and they know me. But the squeeze play is on, and the idea of world peace is really looking good to me, and I hope it's looking good to you. And on that, you're going to have to put everything that you know on the line. But what's more important than your relationship to God? Death and taxes and all of that just pales in comparison to what can happen if you just give it all up to God. Give it all up. And that's what I'm saying to you. And do something unselfish this week. Before the year is out, do something unselfish, totally unselfish. Give some money away. Give something away without looking for anything back. You know, give to somebody. Just give it. I'll do the same. Let's have a week of caring all the way in from 2007. Let's just have a week of caring and sharing, and let's do this. So, with that, you've got the facts, you got the figures, you done heard it from the boss. I done dressed you down and up, and I love you all. This is the way it's got to be. This is the way it goes. This is what you hear when you listen to the Mission Possible radio show. Oh, my goodness. I'm the boss. It's coming down. It's 8:03. I've gone 3 minutes, which is a perfect number. 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the line broke, the monkey got choked, and they all went to heaven in a little glass boat. Well, you heard that one, but this one's for you too. 268, the goose ate cake, the monkey drank the water in the city lake. The lake went hollow, the monkey had to swallow, and they all went to heaven in a little glass bottle. All right! Happy New Year, everybody. I want you all to be safe. Don't drink, don't drive, don't do anything but try to stay alive. Happy New Year to you all, and I will see you and listen to you and be with you Tuesday. I'll be the second. to my man Kazane, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, Insight Hour. So stay tuned to BBSRadio.com. Give thanks to God for the new song. And hallelujah, sock it to him. The truth shall provide, and the truth is a dangerous explosive. Aloha.